Session number 30303, Reel 2.
So some of the chaplains from home, who were local at home, were apart from Padre Lo, he knew them all, of course, but there were some others who were quite interested in our project, maybe in different spheres, but then they were, they all did their best to help. And I remember sitting at a particular exam in Cairo. I mean, I had my entrance, but it was an entrance Greek exam for the ministry, in which Padre said, "Oh, I think you better sit it, and we'll maybe get permission for you to sit it here." So, which meant, I mean, I had my qualifications, but I couldn't see myself sitting down at Greek and Latin school, of course, with modern languages, but I couldn't see myself sitting down. Just when I came back after the war, I was glad to get a few things off my mind.
And how had you managed to study for this exam? You know, had Padre Lo, you know, helped you with the study?
Well, he helped me, because he, of course, had to go through the same thing earlier on. But my memory seemed to come back. I was encouraged and helped. But I just can't remember the excitement of it all. I was wondering if I ever got through it.
And do you think it was Padre Lo's inspiration that gave you the idea of becoming a minister?
No, I had it before. I was in quite a big practice as a student. Apart from going to college, in my day, you're always given a chance, if you wanted, to get some practical experience in an office of a registered architect. And I was lucky enough to get that. But I remember saying to my boss, when I was actually called up, and he wished me well, but I told him, he knew I was going in for the ministry of Venti, but I hoped that I'd already made up my mind to change. He said, "Would you not rather be a good minister, to beg your pardon, would you not rather, could you stop it a bit to find the right words?" Well, I remember my employer, who had a number of students on his charge. In certain days we came and worked, of course, for practical experience. And I thought I had better say to him, in the optimism of youth, because you never thought you weren't coming back. I didn't like to think that. I told him I was going back to university and to do divinity eventually. And he smiled at me and said, "Would you not rather be a good architect than a mediocre minister? Because I don't think you realize that ministers worked." He was a good churchman in many ways. I realised many years afterwards that ministers did work.
And once this church was finished as well, can you tell us the name of it? I know I've seen the plans. And I know
St. Margaret's.
Okay. And where about was it as well?
In a part of the Abbasiya barracks, which was between Cairo and Heliopolis.
Okay. Once it was finished as well, would the public have been allowed in?
Oh, yes. Anyone was allowed to come. Some came out of interest. But it was a big garrison, and it wasn't the only church. There were other denominations, but a lot of people came out of interest.
And what happened after it was finished?
It was used as a... It was used... I've often wished I could go back. That I haven't heard for many years, but I know it was used for a long, long time, and we still use as a congregational church for an area, wherever troops were stationed.
Okay. And what happened to you once the church was finished as well?
Luckily I was due for to be demoted, more or less. Well, not quite, but I worked on Miss GHQ until I was ready to go. And I still keep in touch. Not many of us left, But I remember one of our parishes whom I knew in Aberdeen, arranging for us to go to Jerusalem. And I don't suppose I would go to Jerusalem without that. And seeing our own, the other Church of Scotland in Jerusalem, in the hospice, which is very popular for people visiting the Holy Land. And I got a good time and leave from time to time. Usually went to the Holy Land.
It must have been very interesting for you.
It was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And once the church was finished as well, was there a minister put in place?
Oh yes, local chaplains passing through, you see. I mean, you wouldn't have, unless you're lucky, you wouldn't appoint a permanent padre with a moving garrison. There are people from all parts, lots of people coming, passing through, often came to the canteen, and would quite often take a service. Maybe they might be going elsewhere, or other parts of the world, but they would take an occasional service. And the local church in Cairo, of course, were a very good congregation, of course, quite a big congregation, and not confined to people just being Scots. It was a well-attended church, and of course they got to know about it, and we were interested in the project, and we often had an evening in Cairo at the church there, just near the Nile, and I've even strolled on the Nile, and I've seen the Coptic churches, or some very ancient churches in Cairo. There's an old Coptic church. And, I knew the pleasures, put it mildly, of Egypt apart from hard work and the services.
So when it was time for you to leave GHQ, was that you coming back to...
Coming home. Can't remember the date. But I remember one of the padres saying to me, you can get a Class B, as a student, you can get a Class B at least. It might take you back a little earlier. Not that that was so important, because we knew we were getting home anyway. But in my particular case, another student and I, because the Church of Scotland was very good. It collected a number of people from different nations, because there are a number of us in different nations who had been already either active students who started or intending, and they said, you got us together. And but I always remember when Molly was coming through, another chap, he was RAF, not in the gun, but I got to know him quite well out there, because he was posted to Dorey area. And I knew him as a fellow student through the church in Cairo. And we came home more or less the same time and managed to get into a university. Started maybe a few weeks, but we're lucky enough to get started that particular year.
And did you go to Aberdeen University?
I went to Glasgow for a spell, because this friend of mine, we had two brothers in the ministry, and they were close friends, and I had connections to Glasgow too, and it just so happened that although the year had started, we would be accepted for this particular course. But then I came back to Aberdeen.
And were you studying divinity then? Is that...
I did ask first, they didn't name me first, and finished that, which took a wee while, but then I eventually finished my divinity, and then my first charge was eight.
But you still kept a close connection with the Gordons, didn't you?
Yes, I knew Major McGilvery very well, who was in there for a long time, very well known man, and of course he had been wounded himself, but I've seen him dancing very actively. I thought it must have been there for some time. A very hearty, well-intentioned officer who took an interest in not only the soldiers, but he actually became manager of a big hotel for a spell. But I kept up the friendship for many years. But he was a big influence, I think, in the museum. And he actually ran the museum, and with his secretaries, of course. But he had a very busy life, and we all owe a great deal to the Gordon Museum. Still do, and all who help, including yourself.
But you still had a connection with the Gordons as well, didn't you? You still...
I was asked to become a chaplain in the RACHC because a number of doctors and ministers were asked back or wanted to go back into the TA. And I had quite a busy life. In the beginning, very much interested in the young people in the Army Cadet Force, and I spent 36 happy years throughout my active life in my parish too, but I kept up and still keep a lot of friendships up going back over those years.
And where about with the Army Cadet Force, where was their headquarters?
Oh well, there were units in various parts of the country. And I was more interested in the ones, of course, round about my own area. I mean, Banksy and Aboyne and these places, apart from the city. But it was a very good organisation. And I still keep up. In fact, if I'm living here in this lovely spot near in Smarlow House, where my wife was a patient, I still see people from time to time who come here whom I've known, and I still have fond memories of those earlier days. And strangely enough, I've met up with quite a number of people whom I haven't seen for years, even after I came back, and I still find old friendships very helpful in my older years.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dixon, Reverend Dixon. Thank you.
Well, that's kind of you, Maria. I wish you well too, and I'm very pleased to be with you. Thank you for coming.
Okay, thank you.